For our last story, here's your Ritza.
This is a time of the year where many people take a moment to think about those who are less fortunate. At Yazette School, they make care packages for other children.
We could send, like, pictures of ourselves and send letters and addresses so that they get to know us and know that someone is out there, someone, somewhere, who cares about them and doesn't think that they're not worth it, or just to know that they have something.
Giving care packages is an important reminder of how lucky we are. It shines a new light on things we complain about.
Everybody's always like, oh, I don't have this new sneakers or this new cone I want or things like that. But when you really think about it, someone out there doesn't even have clothes to wear or food to eat or anybody that, for that matter, loves them.
As Alexis points out, there is an expression that says, charity starts at home.
Even though there are people in other countries, it's a good thing to help them. But at the same time, we have to think about the other people who are closer to us, like the people on the streets.
The trouble with helping people in America is that it's not always clear how to do it or who deserves your help. Alexis, for example, was walking with a friend and they saw a homeless person on the street. Alexis and her friend talked about what to do.
I'm like, why don't you give her a dollar? Because he had a whole pocket full of money. And he's like, no, I'm not giving her a dollar. She's just going to go buy it for drugs. And I'm like, how would you know that? Would you like it if you were homeless and somebody walked by you and they denied you spare change or food or a dollar just because they thought you were doing drugs?
Although you shouldn't judge homeless people who ask for money, some people make you suspicious. Daphne, for example, doesn't trust kids on the subway who say they're selling candy for a basketball team or to keep themselves out of trouble.
If you're, like, really trying to keep yourself out of trouble, you could have instead, like, getting a job, which probably gets you more than just walking around on the train trying to sell chocolates and stuff like that.
Jasmine does not trust people who walk up to cars and knock on the windows to ask for money.
You see them every day there, and they look like they have better clothes than you. So I guess sometimes you think, how did they become poor?
Alexis also wonders why some people find themselves in a bad situation.
In the United States, we have so many opportunities for people who don't have enough money. Like, there's public schools, there's all these different things that you could do to get an education and to get a job. But for people to be, like, begging on the street, it's kind of like an excuse for not working or something, so people could give you their hard-earned money instead of earning it themselves.
But Yazette doesn't think it's fair to blame poor people all the time.
Maybe you're born into a situation where you don't have much, or maybe you have a good life but your luck just turns around, or people who used to help you are turning away from you. It's not always your fault in what situation you're in or where you're at or anything like that. People do try to make themselves better.
Unfortunately, when people try to make themselves better, sometimes the odds are stacked against them. This can happen when a person applies for a job and competes against another person who has an advantage, like knowing the boss.
The person who works so hard for it won't get the job because you're related to someone who's best friends with the other guy. There's situations like that everywhere. You hear it all the time because money is what makes the world go round.
But does having a lot of money make you a happy person? Alexis does not agree. Her dad, for example, grew up in a bad part of Brooklyn.
His family didn't have a lot of money, and they were a big family. And his mom went out every day to work, and he had to stay home 5 years old cooking and stuff for himself. Like, he was still a happy person. Just because he didn't have money didn't mean that he was sad or anything. But that situation kind of made him grow to be a stronger person because he was motivated to work. He worked all his life. Now he doesn't owe a penny to anybody.
What Alexis described sounds a lot like the American dream. If you work hard, you'll do well for yourself and have a lot to show for it. But Daphne thinks there are other ways to define it.
A lot of people say the American dream is to become rich and famous and to have everything in the world. But it's really whether or not you treat somebody right or not. That's what the real American dream should be about, helping somebody. That's what makes you a better person. That's what brings you to the top. That's what makes you rich. So it's not whether or not you really have a lot of money. It's whether or not the people who surround you care about you.